Christian Wierak does field it from about the 40. He comes, he missed a couple of missed tackles. He's still going. Christian Wierak turns into the corner. He might take this one in. There's nobody between him and the end zone. And he does. Oh, my goodness. 40-yard punt return by Christian Wierak. He comes to the left side and then just streaks across the right. Two missed tackles from the left side and then just turns, gets a couple blocks on the right side, and everybody flowing to the Pekin sideline. He turns to the English Valley sideline, opens up the gas, and it is a touchdown. Christian Wierak on the punt return. So I really hope his family's tuning in now because, oh, my goodness, punt return for a touchdown two games in a row. What a great, great week to be Christian Wierak. 5 minutes left to go, up 13-0. Brain to come in and try and add another one here. Also up to hold again. And it is good. I believe it is. So 14-0. So Panther is a lot to celebrate here. 14-0, 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Things starting to take off. That's what you want to see on homecoming night. Tough homecoming for New Sharon last week. But they played hard as well, and that's what you like to see. Panthers so far playing hard as well. Great, great game. Cheerleaders been working hard today. They had to do a two-hour pep assembly earlier, so they've already put in some time, but they're still out here. You'd never think that they've been firing people up all day because they've got just as much spirit and passion now as they did before. Panther mascot, I believe it's Tessa Wynn, hiding under the costume there. She's getting everybody pumped up, and everybody's up for another Panther kickoff. Hey, just a quick mention to one of our sponsors, Mike's Parts and Service. Always try to give these guys a shout-out. They do such a great job for us. Mike's Parts and Service in Richland, they're a local AAA-approved auto repair center. They honor the Show Your Card and Save program. They also have a full line of maintenance and repair services. And you know what, farmers, that time of year, you get a blown hydraulic hose, take it down to Mike's Parts and Service. They can hook you up with custom hydraulic hoses, every size and make. So kickoff doesn't quite go in the end zone, but close, not down to the 1 yard line, and it's returned up to about the 15. So great special teams coverage. Special teams also firing with that punt return. So that defense will come back out. Defense has been out quite a bit here. Our Pekin offense has only run about six plays here. So in six plays, we have 14 points up on the board. It helps when your defense puts you in good positions and your special team scores. So that offense, well-rested. A lot of things left to go. We haven't even seen a pass yet from Pekin, and we saw into double digits passing last week. English Valley with that shotgun again. One running back to his right. Fakes, gives it underneath, and Matt Ryan's right behind. Petey Clough comes in. The linebacker spot, great blitz, and takes him back about 7 yards. So they went to handoff from that shotgun spot, and Petey Clough right there almost could have taken the handoff as they meet him and takes him down and bring it up second and 15 from the 13-yard line for the Bears. 4.5 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Panther defense so far took a little bit. They gave up one first down in the first drive, but after that, it's been all pressure all the time coming in from these. They've adjusted well and really starting to get things fired up and finding a rhythm here on defense. Bears try to go up the left side, met by 77. Jaden Nicholson again. Jaden just coming through there. Tough to stop. He's really, I talked about this last week, but the guys in practice, they say, man, Jaden, he just comes across so hard. And Jaden didn't play last year. This year he decided he'd come back out. And, boy, what an asset as he buries him back another 3 yards, bringing up third and 18 on the 9-yard line with less than 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. So Panther defense here so far, just amazing. And they've really got some time here. English Valley taking some time. And I believe they are going to take a timeout. This is a big third down for them. Third and 18 on the 9-yard line. What happens in a situation like this, the quarterback goes back to pass. He may end up in the end zone, especially if you're a shotgun quarterback, as English Valley is. And that's a potential for a safety with the defense that's blitzing here like this. So, Coach Bronson McCauley is really going to have to get his Bears ready to go here as it's critical third down situation. Hey, we talked about Mike's Parts and Service. Let's talk about Pioneer Hybrids. They're up there on the corner in Hedrick there, and they've been around since 1926. They have business operations in more than 90 countries, more than 75 production locations, and more than 100 research locations. They have more than 12,300 employees worldwide. So Pioneer Hybrids sponsoring Beacon football tonight as well. Thank you, Pioneer Hybrids. We appreciate your help and your support. It's great to have local contacts. Like I said, there's a plant right there in Hedrick. There's also one in Mount Pleasant close here. We came through Mount Pleasant last night on our way back from junior high football in Central Lee. And so a great sponsor to have on board and helping out Pekin football. Another great sponsor, Myers Automotive there in Packwood. They've been great sponsors as well, and we appreciate Myers. If you have any auto repair needs and you're in the Packwood area, they will help you. Mike Myers, he does a great job. He's a great family, great guy. They've got two children that attend Pekin as well, and they're just here to help Pekin football as well as help you get back on the road if you need it. So the Bears at that timeout, 3rd and 18, they go left over tackle, and they get some yardage here. They get about 7 or 8, which would be a great pickup if it wasn't already 3rd and 18. So that's going to bring up 4th and about 13 to go for the Bears on the 13-yard line. So quite a bit of field to go if they want to get that first down. I assume they're going to punt. We'll see how they kick it, if they kick it right back to Whitrock or if they try and shank it outside. Whitrock just returned one, and he does pull it. The kicker does try to get it to the sideline. Whitrock fair catches it. Great decision. Bears got down there pretty quickly, so he's in great field position, though. He fair catches it at about the 36-yard line on the Pekin side of the field. So Panthers are going to only have 36 yards to go to get to the end zone. That's a very doable situation in just a few plays, the way they've been moving the football. Senior Colby also trots out to get his offense ready to go. So far, as I said, offense only 6 plays, but they've been good ones, enough to put one in and move the chains. Also gets a snap, gives it to Copeland. Copeland, a lot of running room over the left side, and he's struggling. Going, finally brought down around, I'd say, the 8 or 9 yard line, but Copeland takes it 20 yards on a left, just around that left inside. And somebody made a great block in there, too. Looked like it might have been J.D. Hollingsworth on that left side. Came across and just cleared a path for him and gave Copeland just a lot of running room. Pekin coming up with 4 receivers, 2 on each side, in that hurry-up offense again. Also been a shotgun. Fakes to Copeland, gives it to Tanner Adams. Tanner Adams finds some room. He's still running. He's gone. Tanner Adams. So just 2 plays to go, 36 yards. Panthers put another one up on the board, 20-0. Tanner Adams just running hard there. He had a guy jump at his legs. Tanner kept running through it and then broke through to the end zone over that right side and eased into the touchdown once he got past that first initial contact. So with just under 3 minutes to go, Panthers now up 20 points on the board. Brian Brain trying to make it 21. He's been perfect 2 for 2 so far. We'll hope he can keep that going. Also still holding. Great snap. And it looks good again. Brian Brain, perfect, 3 for 3. So it's going to be 21-0. Pekin Panthers, great homecoming so far. With just under 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. So a lot of great football already. We've seen Tanner Adams score a touchdown. We've seen Chase Copeland score a touchdown. And we've seen Christian Whitrock score a touchdown. So a lot of guys getting different touches on the ball. Cade Milliken setting up a defensive turnover. That helped the defense a lot. Whitrock with that return, so a lot of great weapons all firing. You like to see all those cylinders going. And you know, to be honest with you, the rest of the season, there's 2 big games left. Now, of course, they're all important. You look at all of them, but Montezuma next week, also undefeated in our district. And I'll tell you what, tonight is the night to get stuff kinked out and ironed out and ready to go, because Montezuma, they'll bring a tough test next week. It'll be one of the first big ones we've seen since Linville Sully, who we took care of pretty easily. So, be thinking about this team, encourage them. And then after that, 2 weeks after that, our final district game is BGM, who is undefeated for the season and one of the top contenders for the district title, as well as Pekin and Montezuma. So definitely be watching the scores when Montezuma and BGM play in 2 weeks, I believe, while we're at Southeast Warren. Great kick by Brain, feel it down to about the, started about the 3-yard line, and he gets up to about the 20, so a good return for English Valley. So they're going to take over, looks like the 21, 1st and 10. on the 21-yard line. So that Beacon defense that we've seen quite a bit of, back out again, set, ready to go. A lot of pressure so far. Jaden Nicholson, Jarrett Bond, J.D. Hollingsworth, all three guys getting through there. Petey Club slicing through, putting a lot of pressure on these running backs and quarterback. We'll see what the Bears come up with. Still shotgun. One running back to his right. Fakes it to him, gives it to another guy underneath, and gets about 1 yard. So tough running in there. Stopped once again in there by, looks like Trenton Conger, getting in the mix there, as well as Jarrett Bond. So the two front men coming across and collapsing that hole, bringing up fourth and second and 10 with about 2.5 minutes left to go. English Valley taking a lot of time here as they huddle up, different than the Pekin offense that we've seen so far. Now, Pekin will slow down and go no huddle, and then also go with a huddle as well. So far, English Valley has been all huddle, taking some time to get out and calling their plays. Second and 10 for the Bears. Gives it underneath. There's a flag out there. He's still running. Bounced off a tackle, and he's still coming across. So he gets about 6 or 7 yards, but that flag came out pretty early. It's got to make you think it's going to be on the offense. Holding possibly or a block in the back. It's kind of away from the play side, but nonetheless, I got to think it's going to be on the Bears. We'll see. If it's not, it was about a 5 to 6 yard run, so it was a good run by the running back before it finally forced it out of bounds by Keaton Wynn over there on that sideline. But the officials are marching backwards, so I believe it is a hold. I didn't see the indication, but they're going back quite a ways. So that tells me it's a holding on English Valley. That's going to bring up second down again. However, it's going to be second down and about 21 to go. So, yeah, second and 21 on about the 10-yard line. And that's going to really hurt the Bears after their first kind of positive gain in a few series here. English Valley again, huddling up, taking some time here. If you haven't been to Pekin recently, a new cafeteria opened up. They've closed the high school cafeteria. For those of you that are alumni, I spent a lot of time there. I know I remember it, that the cafeteria is still there, but they serve everybody in the new elementary cafeteria. It just opened up this week. Kids really seem to enjoy it. Cooks like it, a lot of space, and a lot of new technology in there for them. So great time to be a Panther, a lot of new changes. Several rooms have moved around the high school. So, yeah, if you're around, just come check it out. Come up to Pekin sometime. Some evening, if there's a volleyball game, cheer on the volleyball team and Mrs. Bartels, and stop in and look at all the changes that have happened. I think they're pretty positive. Things look a little different if you've been around the neighborhood before. While we were talking here, English Valley did run another play. No gain. They tried to go right up the middle. Stopped by number 50, Logan Lamb, who was chucked into the game now. So Logan the junior getting some time here on defense. English Valley goes under center. Screen pass to the left, to the right. Met right away by Tanner Adams, just meets him and takes him down. It looked like a rodeo the way Tanner came across. And Tanner just has an ability to lower the shoulder and make a guy pay for a catch, and he did there. Tanner all over him. No gain on that, forcing 4th and 27 on the 4-yard line. So the Bears have got to be perfect on this punt. If not, if the Panthers can get a piece of this punt, they can either land on it for a touchdown, or it can be a safety if a Bear lands on it. So we'll see how English Valley, I think they've got a little bit of extra protection, I would guess. You want to go max protect, because I mentioned those Panthers are coming for the football. They always have. Oh, Keaton Wynn just gets a piece of it. He does get a piece of it. The ball stops. Keaton Wynn gets it as it bounces, but the ball is only on about the 14-yard line. So I believe Keaton Wynn, who was close to blocking it before, got a hand up on it, tipped it, dipped way up into the air, came down. Kate Milliken, who was playing kind of a corner spot, caught it on the bounce, ran it up, and brought it to about the 14-yard line. So the Panthers, great field position, first and 10 from the 14-yard line with just 2 seconds left to go in this first quarter. So they may score yet again in this first quarter. They still got 2 seconds. That's a long time to run the play. All they got to do is snap the ball. The clock's already stopped because it's change of possession. So we'll see if this one that brings them that touchdown. Also, shotgun. Four receivers catch it. It's a touchdown. Throws it. Christian Woodrock hits him on the inside seam. Four receivers. Also looks right at it. Whitrock hits him perfectly into the end zone. And nobody on him. Christian Whitrock catches Another touchdown for Whitrock, this time on offense, bringing 27-0, just as the horn sounds in the first quarter. So Brain, 3 for 3 so far. He'll come out and he'll try and stay perfect, hoping to make it 28-0. Alsop to hold again. Snap, good. Hold, good. And kick appears to be no good. No good. So, Brain, 3 for 4. That's not bad. That's a good night. 27-0. And that's going to bring up quarter. So they're going to switch sides here when they come back out. And the Panthers will be on defense again. Great job. Only one play on that drive. And it was enough for a touchdown. 15-yard pass to Christian Whitrock from senior Colby Alsop, the quarterback. So we've got some touchdowns on runs, we've got some touchdowns on a pass, and a touchdown on a punt return. All in all, I'd say pretty good homecoming. As we talked about sponsors earlier, let's talk about Henshaw Trailer Sales. Corwin and his team, they always do a great job. You know, people come from all over the place to buy trailers here in Richland. You wouldn't believe it, out of state, out of town. But if you're nearby, if you're listening, even if you're out of state, out of town, you can check out HenshawTrailerSales.com. They carry Kiefer, Delta, all kinds of different lines of trailers. They've been in Southeast Iowa for over 50 years. They also do a little bit of harness racing around. Great, great family, great group, great supporters of Pekin football. They've got a full-time shop. They offer parts and a full-time line of hitches and installation as well. Hit up HenshawTrailerSales.com for any kind of trailer information, trailer needs. It's that time of year. It's fall. It's time to start getting those trailers checked out and getting things going. Also, Copeland Auto Body, we talked about Chase Copeland earlier. He's got a brother, Tyler, who is we'll probably see later tonight as the score starts to creep up. Tyler, freshman, Chase, the sophomore. Two guys that just work really hard at running the football as well as on defense. Their parents, Stephen Hawley, great people, own a body shop, and they've also sponsored Pekin football. And you know, they're the fastest-growing body shop in southern Iowa right now. They've got a turnover time as quick as 4 days. So call Stephen Hawley. Copeland Auto Body in Hedrick. They've also got a location in Sigourney for all your automotive needs. And they do towing, too, so if you find your car broke down, give them a call. Let them know, hey, I need some help. They'll send somebody out. They've got some great wrecker services as well. So all kinds of great sponsors for Pekin as we switch sides, and we're kicking into the wind now. A little bit of a breeze here at Pekin. And the kick goes down about the 24-yard line, stopped by the Panthers. And that's going to bring up 1st and 10 for English Valley. So brand new clock, 12 minutes. No time is ticked away here in the second quarter. The ball downed by English Valley. Fair caught on the 24-yard line. Panthers up 27-0. Shotgun comes across and, oh, right down the middle. Tanner Adam comes up to finish him off, but he was held up there by Trenton Conger. And Eric Adam both stood him up, and Tanner came in and gave that final shove. And no gain, a loss of a yard. 2nd and 11, ball on the 23-yard line. English Valley huddled up again. Kind of a slower pace for them. Pekin's been no huddle so far this game. They may go back to a traditional huddle as well. But so far, Panthers really moving the ball, making things happen. Panther defense coming out here, 2nd and 11, 23-yard line. Oh, it looks like a false start. PD Club came across. I can't tell if it was on offense. He came across the line either way. He was trying to go hard on a blitz. And they're going to re-huddle. And it does appear that it's on English Valley. So VD was just keying off of one of the guards who must have moved. Maybe PD's blitz got one of them to move. But either way, English Valley now backs themselves up again, 2nd and 16, down the 17-yard line. So Panther defense so far, I've got to think total stats are in the negative for English Valley's offense, as this defense, just between the penalties and just defensive play, has continued to push the Bears back into deep situations. Right now, 2nd and 16 on the 17-yard line. Bears come across. Ball at the middle, met again. Right in the line of scrimmage. This time a flag comes out near the end of the play. Hopefully it's not face mask. It's probably is, because it came right at the very end, and it came from the back judge on the defensive side. It might be on the English Valley, but Panthers on the 2nd down and 16, they get about 5 yards, the Bears do, Before stop, it is, I believe, a face mask. That's going to back the Panthers up now. Still not bad field position. It's going to be third and incidental contact, so that's only 5 yards. So, you know, you don't like to see a penalty, but it's not a game breaker at this point. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Bears. Excuse me, I thought it was 3rd down. It's going to be 2nd and 6. Panther defense staying strong here. After they had him backed up, gave a little bit on that face mask. English Valley in that shotgun position again. Panthers now tight 3 down linemen, so they must be seeing something inside there. And the quarterback, Houston himself, goes around, tries to go into that tight side. And Petey Club right there on the right side comes up with Jeff Brain and makes the tackle, initial contact. They give it, gets maybe 2 yards, but it's still going to bring up 3rd and 4 for the Bears. So Panthers need to kind of bring a little bit more strength to try and stop them here, as they're just over the 30-yard line on the Bears' side of the football field. 3rd and 4. English Valley comes to the ball. Panther defense, big 3rd down stop here. They can get the ball back. The offense has put it in successfully every drive so far they've had the ball. Oh, the quarterback fumbles the ball. 3 Panthers in trying to dive for it. They might have wrestled him away. I don't know, the quarterback got on it pretty quick. It is still a quarterback that comes up with the ball quickly. The Panthers there jumping at it. Trenton Conger, Colton Landman, those two guys, as well as Eric Adam, all just drove straight in as soon as they saw the ball on the ground. All 3 of them ran in there. That's going to bring up 4th and 8 for English Valley, as they're going to punt to Christian Whitrock again. Christian, so far, 1 punt return, 1 fair catch. We'll see. This will be his 3rd return at this point. Denver Panthers coming hard. They did tip the last one on the other side of the field. Now there's flags everywhere from 2 different officials. Couldn't see from up here. Might have been a false start on English Valley. I'm guessing that would be enough to stop play. It is. That's going to march English Valley back a little bit further. Now making it 4th and 13 from about the 22-yard line. So if Keaton Wynn can get it there and get another block, it's going to put Panthers in another great position. If you remember last time, kind of a nice little block, Kate Milliken on the recovery from the corner spot and putting the Panthers on the 16-yard line. English Valley, back deep. He's only a couple yards out, just outside of the end zone, so the Panthers do get in here and make something happen. He's got to hang on to it, and the snap is a little bit high. He does control it, kick is off, and he does kick away from Christian, kicking it out of bounds to about the 44-yard line. So Panthers come over. Looks like they're going to spot the 46. Panthers on the 46-yard line. 1st and 10 offense. So far, defense, after that very first drive, gave up 1 first down. After that, they have not given up a 1st down the rest of the game. And as I said before, probably even, if you look at overall stats, have got them down into the negative as far as English Valley. So Panther offense coming out. They did huddle up here. Also, shotgun. He's got Whitrock split to his left. Looks like Keaton Wynn split to his right. Tanner Adam gets the ball up the middle. Gets some hard yardage for Tanner Adam right up the middle. He's just a hard runner. He gets about 9. Not quite enough to move the chains, but just squirts right through there. Man, Tanner, he gets that head down. It just looks like a missile coming through there. I don't even think the Bears knew it hit him until he got 9 yards down, and somebody finally got around those tree trunk legs and brought Tanner down. Panthers, no huddle again. Adam to his left, club behind Alsop. Alsop in shotgun. He's got his 2 receivers still split. He does give it to club. Club goes left. Gets a great block by Tanner Adam, and J.D. Hollingsworth opens the hole, 1st down and about 10 more for Petey Club as he pulls off about a 12 to 15-yard run, moving the chains and making the chain guys work. The Hollingsworth boys over there, as well as, I'm sure, Greg Milliken, doing a great job on the chain gang, but the Panthers, they make them run here because there's no time. Even as I talk now, the Panthers are already up to the line of scrimmage with no huddle and ready to go again. Also, turns, fires, has Whitrock on a screen. Whitrock goes right, now left, comes across. He's got some room. There's a flag. Somebody got somebody in the back as Whitrock comes all the way into the end zone, but it looks like it's going to be brought back. A flag came out about halfway down, and that's going to probably be on the Panthers. I can't tell who was on that side. One of the receivers, it is a hold on the Panthers, and that's too bad because Whitrock, a great screen, goes about 40 yards to the end zone. He jab stepped right and then just went left, made a miss, and took it all the way down to the house. But going to back the Panthers up. Now they're still in good field position, but frustrating call when you're Coach Donovan and you've got a play that goes to the end zone and you get bring back because of a penalty. But Panthers, they're all right here. They're coming right back to the ball again and do it all over again. And also, shotgun, he's got three receivers to his left now. We'll see if he passes again. He does. This time, fakes the screen to Whitrock, throws it out again, win! Oh, my goodness! A 30-yard pass to Keaton Wynn, 25-yard pass to Keaton Wynn over the shoulder. This is a difficult catch, and a great throw by Colby Alsop. He faked the screen left to Whitrock and then found Wynn in the end zone, running to the back pylon, and just lost it perfectly over his left shoulder. Wynn pulls it in, the sophomore, and gets the touchdown from the air, making it 33-0 for the Panthers with 7 minutes, 45 seconds left to go. What an exciting catch for the Panthers. They worked on that passing game all last week against Sharon, and it's paying dividends now. Several big catches already, and now one for Keaton Wynn into the end zone, 25 yards. And Brian Brain goes back to his field extra point duties, puts one on, and it's 34-0. Pekin, second quarter, 7 minutes, 45 seconds to go. What a homecoming so far for the Pekin Panthers here against the English Valley Bears. Just a tremendous play. Two plays in a row, we saw that Whitrock, he got that screen pass that went to the end zone. They had holding. They brought him back, but the Panthers didn't even take time to hold their heads. They went right back to no huddle and then threw it. A tremendous pass from Colby Alsop just over the left shoulder of Keaton Wynn as he was striding into the end zone and just made it look easy. I'll tell you, I wish I had a visual for you for that. It was just a pretty, pretty pass. If you ever watch quarterbacks, he just floated it just perfectly of where only Keaton could catch it. And touchdown, Pekin Panthers. Talk about sponsors, Pekin Oil. They've been around a long time there in Packwood as well. You can give them a call at 319-695-3601. That's 695-3601. They've got 24-hour convenience for purchase of competitively priced Conoco no-let gasohol and diesel fuel. So if you're in the Packwood area or near, call them, get a card. You can get 24-hour service, day or night. Nobody has to be there. You just put your card in, and you get gas. Of course, you have to pay your bill later. either way, call Dickies at 319-695-3601. They're proud to support Pekin Athletics, and they'd appreciate your support as well. Dickies doing a lot of transport services, as well as our oil company. Great to have on board for them. Brian Brain set the kick on the kickoff. We've seen several kickoffs so far. Not quite as deep for Brain this way. He is going against the wind, but about the 10-15-yard line, brought up to just short of the 30. So about the 29-yard line for the Bears, a great return for English Valley. That's going to bring up the Pekin defense. Pekin defense has been tremendously strong. They've forced several three-and-outs in a row here. In fact, as I mentioned before, their only first down coming the very first series of the very first quarter. So the Panthers' defense, very, very tough. A couple other guys have checked in the game now. I see Chase Copeland's out here at this corner spot. Chase has been playing a lot of offense. Haven't seen him on defense a lot. He's now in here at this right corner. Yeah, I assume. Okay, Alsop's out. Wynn has moved back to the safety position, and Copeland is playing Wynn's corner. Flea flicker by English Valley. Ball's up. Wynn is moved back to safety for the interception. He's now running from the 40-yard line, and he's showing no signs of slowing down. He went from 40 to 40, finally brought down. So they tried a little flea flicker. Now remember, the Panthers have been tricked on these in the past. Great call by English Valley because the Panthers have bit on this the last couple plays. Pleasantville did this. Sharon did this. Both of them got touchdowns. This time, the Panthers obviously working it on practice. Keaton Wynn, who just scored the touchdown, now turns around, comes back on the very first play of this next series and gets an interception and takes it 20 yards down the field, giving the Panthers the ball first and 10. On the 37-yard line, in position now to score again. So Colby also comes up under center. Gives it to Petey Club, nice hard running. Gets a good solid 7 or 8, just straight up the middle. Good hard, powerful ball by the Panthers. Panthers going no huddle. You can see Coach Hutz, he's frantically signaling in the play, getting things going. This week on offense, I know they've been working on getting the playoff very quickly. And it's paying off again, keeping that tempo up. 7 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Colby also comes up under center, the quarterback. He's got a club behind him. He gives it. Oh, he fakes the give. He keeps it himself. Colby Awesome now coming around the side. Gets 10, 15, 20, sure the pylon. As he comes across a 27-yard run from the 30-yard line, gets all the way down to about the 2 or 3. He knocks over the pylon on his way in, but just out of bounds. So he's going to be first and 3 on the 3-yard line. So with 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go, Panthers up 34-0, in position now to score again. Panthers spread it out, even though they only have 3 yards to go. Also, shotgun. Club behind him. He's going to look in the pass. He finds it. Doesn't find a receiver. And it's incomplete. It looked like an interception. Bear came up with it, but I believe the ball bounced off the turf. So Panthers got away with one there. Just barely missed his receiver. I couldn't see the intended target. It almost looked like Copeland had been in a slot position and came across, and they tried to catch Copeland, but the ball hit the turf before. So Panthers still up 34-0, taking a little bit more time on this no huddle. They still haven't huddled up, but they're taking some time getting the people in position. They've only got 2 yards to go. It's only second down, so a lot of field to go. Still spread out, also shotgun. Two guys spread, gives it to Club up the middle. Club fighting hard. No, I'm sorry, not Club. Give it to Colby also keeps it himself. So Colby also with the quarterback. I'm sorry, he faked me out here. I thought he gave it to Club. He pulled it from Club, took it around himself. Colby also now with the score. So we've seen a lot of different guys scoring here. We've seen Tanner Adam with the score, Chase Copeland with the score. Now also the quarterback with the score. Whitrock ran one in. Keaton Wynn caught one, bringing it 40-0 with 6 minutes and 42 seconds left to go on a gorgeous evening for a Pekin homecoming. Brain trying to make it 41. Also holds. Brain kick is good. 41-0. 6 minutes and 42 seconds left to go on the second quarter. That's going to bring up a running clock. So what that means is, at this point, when you go up in high school football in Iowa, you go up by 35 points. We did this last week against New Sharon. The clock will continue to run. It only stops now for touchdowns or timeouts. So things will start to pick up a little bit quicker. You'll hear some time tick by. It'll be more like real time until the English Valley Bears score, and that will negate. If you bring it back to within 35 again, then things go back to regular play. At this point, Panthers starting to roll, getting things going. We talked about Keaton Wynn earlier. He had that reception for a touchdown, then he turned around and he picked off the pass to set up Pekin touchdown. His parents own a tiling business, Wynn Tiling. They also sponsor Pekin football. You can get a hold of Chris at 641-891-1824. They're proud sponsors of football. They're right there in Ollie, my hometown now, or at least my kid's hometown. I grew up just outside of Richland, spent a lot of time over in Ollie, though. Our bus used to go through there. Now I live there with my wife and my 2 kids. And Wynn Tiling, just down the street. Of course, everything's just down the street in Ollie. great little town, though. Great place to raise a family, and it's just been tremendous to be part of the area. Brian Brain's kick deep into the 5 yards. Ryan Hill hit hard by Tanner Adams on the return. Tanner coming in. The ball just gets over the 15-yard line, and Tanner meets the return man with authority, brings him down hard. So that Panther defense struts back out after taking the ball away from him after on a flea flicker, and is set up again now, probably to stop something up the middle. They had a tight middle. Logan Lamb looks like he's still in a nose guard position, flanked by Jared Bond to his right and Jaden Nicholson to his left. Linebacker still Landman, Eric Adam as well. Tanner Adam in there. Great stop here by the Panthers as they try to go over the right side on first and 10. Brought down by number 11, Jeff Brain, in the mix there. So Pekin defense, second and 8, great position here. Ball's on the 17-yard line. A lot of football left to go, even though it's a running clock. Still 6 minutes in the second quarter. Pekin still up 41-0. That defense trying to stop them, as they have every time except for the first series. Panthers come up, stopped hard again on the right side. Trenton Conger, Eric Adam in on the stop there. as well as number 26, Tyler Copeland has checked in. So the freshman getting a little piece of the action here. So they're starting to rotate in quite a few guys. Brody Long has come in on defense now as well. So a lot of guys substituting now that they're getting things going. And I'm sure, no doubt, as we said, saving some people for Montezuma next week. No sense getting anybody dinged up when we've got a big district rivalry game coming up, two undefeated district teams. Depending on how tonight turns out, things are looking pretty good so far. Panthers on defense, English Valley taking some time here. Give it up the right side for English Valley. Oh, he finds a little seam here on this new defense that came in. Chase Copeland finally brings him down, but not, oh, excuse me, Keaton Wynn brings him down, but not until he gets a first down. There is a flag down. Looked like it came at the end of the play. It is face mask. Second one for the Panthers tonight. So they got a first down, and then they're going to tack on five more. So after forcing the third down, a little bit of kind of a frustrating play for the Panthers as they gave up not only a first down, but now also five additional yards on the face mask. So referee, Pete Schaefer, oh, I'm sorry, he's waving it off. And apparently the other official came in and talked to him and said, no, I don't think that's what you saw. And so they're waving it off. Either way, it's going to be a first down for the Bears. Panthers set up on defense again. Fresh set of downs for English Valley. Ball on about the 39-yard line. They've still got 61 yards to go before they can get in the end zone. So Panthers in great shape. They said Logan Lamb, Trenton Conger, Brody Long, all down on the line. Oh, they bring some linebackers up into the line as well. Eric Adams lined up in a defensive tackle spot, as well as Colton Landman. So they've got five down linemen, which normally they only have three. Must be expecting something at the middle, and they do go up the middle, but they find a little bit of a seam past those guys, and Whitrock and Brain bring them down. Jeff Brain, but not until almost another first down. So English Valley's starting to get things rolling here a little bit after 41 unanswered points. Now the Panthers are going to check in a couple other guys. Nicholson trotting back out there to try and slow them down here. Long coming off as well. Looks like big old Jared Bond is back in there as well. So it looks like they brought in some of the starters just to get things kind of clamped back down here, stop a little bit of the bleeding from these two first downs. But, you know, really, long way to go. They're still on the 44-yard line, so Panthers defense still not in bad shape at all. And football goes up the side between the tight end and the tackle, and it is stopped by number 59, Eric Adam, as well as Tanner Adam over there. Bringing up second and about nine. So ball in about the 45. Panthers still in good shape here. 4 minutes left to go here before halftime. 41-0. English Valley come out in the shotgun. He does have one running back to his left, and they've also got kind of what I would describe as a tough back, just kind of in front of the quarterback. Gives a little bit more deception to the game. The Panthers sniff this one out right away and bring it down to the line of scrimmage, forcing third and eight. As Pete Club and a full host of Panthers, including Jared Bond, in on that tackle. Petey and Jared, great combination to have over on that side. Two seniors. Third down and about, they did give him a yard, so third and eight. Ball on the 48-yard line, 3 minutes to go. Peaking homecoming, shaping up pretty well so far, 41-0. So far, everything clicking along. They force this third down. If Panthers get the ball back, they may still be able to put another one in, if that's what Coach Donovan's looking for. We'll see. Calling a little bit earlier is if they get a first down, they get about 12 yards coming off the right side. It's kind of a reverse. Takes the handoff to the right, or to the left, and then went right, and that brought up a first down for English Valley. So, Bears first and 10 on about the 40-yard line. So this is the first time they've crossed over into their territory the whole game. And the Panthers there on third and eight give up about 10 to 15 yards on a run. So things starting to tighten back up again. They're bringing in J.D. Hollingsworth, making some more changes, making some more adjustments, getting some guys a breather. English Valley in that shotgun, same formation. We've seen pretty much the same formation all night. Oh, they find some room on the left side, and it looks like maybe another first down. So English Valley starting to get some rhythm here, kind of getting this Panther defense. They've been out on the field a lot. I don't know if they're getting tired or just English Valley starting to finally put some stuff together, but English Valley so far 4 first downs just in this drive. So hats off to English Valley for continuing to stay in this one. 41-0 with 2.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. They're definitely making it interesting. 29-yard line. So they've got just a couple first downs away from trying to put one in the end zone here. They're in shotgun again. Panthers come across. Nice blitz. Great pickup here by Eric Adam. Meets him at the line of scrimmage. Gets maybe one, but that's going to bring up second down and 9 for the Bears. Clock is now under 2 minutes. Remember, it's a running clock, so unless English Valley takes a timeout, that clock will burn all the way down to halftime, depending on how quickly this game moves. But English Valley has not come out with a quick huddle formation at all. They are a little bit quicker to get the playoff, but they've been running the play clock down all the way every time. But this time, come up a little bit quicker in shotgun, second and 9 on the 29-yard line. Oh, they are actually running it down. They just got to the huddle. He's looking over to the sideline. So Coach Bronson McCauley, a math teacher, knows all too well how to control the clock. Former math teacher at Sigourney. Job opened up at English Valley. He took it as head coach, and he's been there, I think, a couple years now, so probably 3. And so he gets a couple yards on a left-hand kind of run before they're met by J.D. Hollingsworth, bringing up 3rd and 8, ball on the 27-yard line. Clock down to about a minute, so I assume English Valley is not going to give the Panthers any time to get the ball back if they do force a turnover on down. Good strategy. Why give up any more before halftime before you can make adjustments? They are running the clock all the way, the play clock all the way down. Shotgun gives a pass. Looks, he does connect just over Jeff Rain and Tanner Adam on the tackle, but not before they get another first down. So English Valley now, with just 50 seconds left to go in the second quarter, have moved all the way up to about the 15-yard line. So another first down for English Valley. They've had quite a few in this drive, 5 already. English Valley showing a little bit of life here just before the half. Timeout gives the Panther defense a little bit of time to react and recoup. They've been out there quite a bit tonight. Offense hasn't been out a whole lot, even though they've got 41 points on the board. They've scored rather quickly these last several series, just 2-3 quick shots, and they've been going each time. So while we're in timeout here, just a quick reminder, if you get a chance, if you're up at the school, come check out all the great the things we've got going on besides football, all kinds of great FFA activities going on, as well as school changes, personnel changes, a lot of new faces this year. I think we welcome 8 new staff members, a lot of physical changes. So this homecoming always reminds me the people who haven't been here and haven't got to see all these great changes to remind them to get out there and check out what's going on. There's a lot of cool things going on, including tonight where we had the cook-off, $100 gift certificate from Packwood Meat Locker, won by Bobby Arendt and his crew. But it was a fun time. I got to taste test that. It's always a tough one to do, right? Hey, Tim, why don't you go eat these burgers?
Sure.
English Valley comes out of the timeout, 1st and 10. They do pass, not much. It was more of a screen, and they get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, bringing up 2nd and 10 for the Bears. 45 seconds left to go. They did stop the clock for the downed pass, for the pass hitting the turf. But other than that, things are still rolling. So 45 seconds left to go. The Bears have got to go 18 yards to get into the end zone. They get a counter across here. Nothing doing here. A whole host of Panthers medium led by Jared Bond. PD Club in there as well. Eric Adam and that group, just a whole host, met him on the left side of the line of scrimmage and just pushed him back. Actually, a loss of 2, bringing up 3rd and 12. 25 seconds left to go. Clock's still running as we head into halftime, peaking up 40-0. We'll see if they can get another playoff. We're just down to 15 seconds left to go. This could be one of the last plays for English Valley of this half. Clock running all the way down. 5 seconds left to go. Oh, wow, they've got it up the middle. They met and stopped by Jeff Brain. And 1 second left on the clock. And they do take a timeout, cutting it by a hair here. They come across the middle. They ran the clock all the way down to 6 seconds and then ran it up the middle and got about 10-15 yard gain. Or excuse me, it's been the 12-yard gain because it is now 4th and 1, but that's irrelevant. Irrelevant because really there's only 1 second left to go and the ball appears to be about the 8-yard line. So just first and goal on the 8-yard line for the English Valley Bears. One play separating us from halftime and being 41-0. It is a timeout, English Valley. And now I believe Pekin took a timeout as well. Why not? You've got three. Might as well take some time to talk about shutting this down because English Valley, a very real chance of scoring here at 1st and 8. They've been able to pick up 8 yards on their running game when it's been firing. So Panthers, critical moment here in this game right before halftime as they discuss how to stop the English Valley Bears and keep this shutout alive, keep that goose egg up on the board, and keep them 8 yards away from the touchdown. A few scores from around the area. Davis Blakesburg is up 20-16 over Wapello. Davis County up over Central Lee, 13-0. BGM, that's the other big rival, 54-0 in just the second quarter. So BGM offense definitely rolling. 54-0 for North Mahaska. West Branch just over Keota, Sigourney, by 1 point. West Branch 13, Sigourney, Keota 12. It appears that English Valley is going to kick a field goal. Panthers took a timeout just before the snap to ice the kicker. And that's going to bring us with another timeout. As I said, Panthers still had two left. So they burned it to try and ice the kicker. So English Valley Bears, when they come out, I assume, they'll be in the exact same position on the 8-yard line. They will probably try this field goal. Now, English Valley has yet to score or kick off, so we really don't know what their kicking capabilities are. We have seen some punts. The punts have been close to being blocked or returned for a touchdown, so still not a very good indicator, really, of how this kick's going to go. We did see a field goal scored on Pekin against Pleasantville. They did kick, I believe, around a 36-yarder. It was a great boot from the Pleasantville kicker. So we'll see if English Valley can find their way in between the uprights or if Pekin will block it as soon as we come in from this timeout. So both teams back out on the field. Just a reminder, tomorrow's college football. You catch out 96.7 for Iowa State Cyclones or 106.9. The Iowa Hawkeyes broadcast times are always 2 hours early. The kick is up, and it is blocked by the Panthers. The ball is still, yep, I thought it was live, but it is blocked, and it is stopped. That is the final play to halftime, so 41-0, Pekin Panthers. So far, all Pekin tonight coming out of halftime. The kick was low. Blocked might not have been the right term because it just went straight into the lineman. Nonetheless, it didn't make it very far past the line of scrimmage, but they kicked it right into the face mask of one of the Panthers coming across, and they stopped the kick shortly after the beginning of it. So Panthers, 41-0, that's going to bring out the marching band, the color guard, all kinds of great things happening here at Tom Stone Field here in Pekin. Beautiful, beautiful night for football. Can't emphasize it enough. If you haven't gotten outside today here in Iowa, other than the rain, it's been a beauty. It rained from about 10 o'clock to around 2 o'clock straight, and we didn't have a gauge in my classroom, but about an inch of rain, and after it cleared off, it's been a beautiful evening, great night for football. So I'm going to leave you here at halftime. I'm going to come back. They've got 15 minutes up on the clock. So go get yourself something to eat, go to the restroom, but come right back because the Panthers have just been doing some amazing things. And let's see if they can keep this goose egg up there. I know one of their challenges this week was to try and not allow a touchdown. They have not been able to do that yet this year. They have put lots up on offense, but on defense, even though they're phenomenal, they have not yet been able to pitch a shutout. So the Panthers, definitely one of their goals is to come back and keep that zero on the visiting scoreboard. So I'll let you listen to the Pekin marching band as much as you can hear from the booth here, and we'll keep streaming and come back in 15 minutes, and we'll get started with the second half of football where Pekin will receive the ball and try and continue to keep their perfect drives alive. So far, the offense, every time they've had the football, has scored, and the special teams and defense helping out as well, pitching a shutout and putting in a touchdown. We'll catch you in just a few after halftime. Enjoy Pekin Homecoming 2013. Little scare there at the end. They try to go for a field goal. He can put the pressure on, gets the stop, gets out of halftime with no score, trying to keep that zero on the board. A lot of great action as the Pekin return team comes out for the first time tonight. That's always a good sign when you don't see your kickoff return until the second half. That means you've been doing something right the whole time, and your offense and your defense are working together to move the football. So, great Pekin football. I got a chance over halftime to meet the superintendent's wife, the lovely Mrs. Phelps, as he describes her, and a great conversation with her. She is a counselor at West Branch. They're playing Syria tonight. That game only separated by 1 point so far, so we'll keep you updated on the score there. But Mr. Phelps this morning spoke at our Fellowship of Christian Athletes, myself and Mr. Illion, both sponsor Fellowship of Christian Athletes here at Pekin. In addition to being a teacher, I'm also a pastor at Trinity French Church there in Richland, so wearing a lot of different hats, but having a lot of fun. It's been a great year to be a Panther, and a great year to be in the community, and just a fun time. Great group of SCA kids. Started about 3 years ago, our SCA group, and it's really grown and taken off, and it's great to see our superintendent, Mr. Phelps, coming in and speaking to us this morning. He did a great job. Pekin kickoff return, gets it. Nice wobbly kick. Squib kick down. Looked like a return by Trevor Northup, the freshman. Gets it about the 30 and brings it up to the 42. So nice little 12-yard return by the freshman. Good to see Trevor getting in there, mixing it up. He plays quarterback when he's on offense, so we may see him. We saw him a little bit last week right behind Ryan Swanson for a little bit too. So those two guys splitting some kind of duties right behind Colby Alsup. All three of them phenomenal athletes in their own right. Ryan Swanson, a great, tall, accurate quarterback. Trevor, a very mobile quarterback. And Colby, some of both. So Colby comes out with a shotgun. Copeland across in motion, fakes to Copeland, keeps it himself, almost struck down, dodges a couple tacklers, decides to keep it. He's gone 10 yards, now 15, now 20. He gets it 20 yards out. So also being chased from the pocket on a pass. It appeared to be a pass. Kept it himself, brought it 20 yards on the very first play of the second half. First down and 10 for the Panthers. So Pekin, after a great little return by Northup, comes up. Remember that running clock, so we're already almost at the 10-minute. 2 minutes have already gone off because they don't stop for any of the possession changes or anything like that. There is a pump fake. Out to Milliken. It is intercepted by English Valley. Also, pump fake. Tried to throw it out to Milliken, just underthrew it. Interception, English Valley. So Pekin's first turnover this evening. Well, that was one of the other focuses Coach Donovan had, was turnovers, trying to change the ratio there. Pekin has yet to go through a game without a turnover, one there. So they'll have to, you know, really work on that. But their passing so far has been phenomenal, except for that one hiccup. I believe I looked on quick stats last night. Colby has a quarterback rating of around 138. That's a pretty decent little quarterback rating. That should only improve as time goes on. There is a flag out here as they come up first and 10 English Valley on the 28-yard line. The flag does stop the clock just under the 10-minute mark in this second half, but a lot of football left to go. Still two quarters to go. And that penalty appears to be on English Valley. They've been beset with some false starts here. First and now 15 from the 23. For English Valley to start off their first possession here in the second half. Panther defense, looks like Brody Long has come in after halftime, as well as Jared Bond, Trenton Conger, Eric Adam at the linebacker spot, Jeff Rainey at the linebacker spot as well, and looks like Tanner Adams out there as well. So two corners, Whitrock and Milliken. Also back at safety. Now remember, they pulled also out for a little bit, gave some time into Keaton Wynn, who got an interception. So we'll keep you updated to see if Keaton gets back in. Great heads-up play by Wynn, a sophomore, to get an interception and get some yardage out of that. The referees appear to be discussing something down here on first and what has now been marked 15. All five referees are in the middle of the field. They haven't indicated there's no flag down after that initial flag. However, they had a discussion, so I assume maybe it's about the motion, something that English Valley is doing. They are over there talking to the English Valley coach. Coach Donovan has kind of snuck up to the side to see if he gets an explanation as well. The referee is now talking to Coach Donovan, too. Of course, up here we can't hear what's being said, but I assume it has something to do with these penalties that the English Valley has been receiving, because now three or four penalties already for offsides for a team that, other than that, really hasn't made a lot of penalties. They try to go off tackle to the left. Harry Cadman on the stop right at the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second and 15 from the 23-yard line. Beacon still, great position on defense, backing him up to the 23, second and 15. English Valley coming in on that shotgun against that we've seen the exact same formation all night. It's a shotgun with one running back to his right. And then they've kind of got like a little wing back that plays more like an up back. Fake to the up back. Quarterback keeps it himself. He's a big, strong quarterback here. He's got to be somewhere around 190 to 200 pounds. He's a very solid quarterback and pretty quick, but still brought down by the Panthers. He looks more like what you consider maybe a tailback rather than a quarterback. But he's mobile. He's got some speed and athleticism. So English Valley, I'm sure, will go back to a couple of those plays. But for now, he doesn't get much as he gets stuffed right up the middle, bringing up third and 15 on the 23-yard line. Inside, across center, picked up by the Panthers on that third down, forcing now a fourth, and I believe 12. Looked like Pete Clubman on the stop, as well as a couple other guys. That's going to bring out Christian Whitrock on the punt return. Pekin goes with just a single punt returner here. They've got just Whitrock. They put a lot of pressure every time on the punt. High snap, but he's able to bring it back down. A good punt out to Whitrock. Whitrock fields it cleanly. He's going left. He's got a little bit of room. Now cuts back right. Still dancing, shakes off a couple tacklers, finally brought down around the 50-yard line. So a great little return, about a 10 to 15-yard return there for Whitrock. That's going to bring out Colby Alsop and his Panther offense. Ball on, it looks like it's spotted the 44-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 41-0 still. Looks like the starting offense. They come out with three receivers to the right. Copeland, Whitrock, and Milliken. Copeland comes across, fake to Copeland. Also on the keeper, goes up straight up the middle. Now finds some room. He's got 10, 15 yards. Now finally brought down on after about 16-yard run for Alsop. So a great little scamper after the fake across to Copeland. Takes it up the middle himself. Moves to James, and they come out ready on first and 10 again. Now on the 29-yard line in scoring position. So just 29 yards to go before they bump the score up a little bit further yet. Panthers first and 10, also shotgun the exact same formation we just saw. Trips right. Copeland with the give this time. This time they finally give it to him. He gets to the side. Great block by Kyle Miller leading the charge and gets another first down for the Panthers. Well, about an 11-yard run to that far sideline. So a great run by Chase Copeland as he keeps it. They faked it several times, finally give it to him, and gets a first down led by pulling guard Kyle Miller gets out there and leads the charge. So that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers again on the 17-yard line. A little less than 6 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Also back to pass. Looks right. He has Milliken. Milliken catches. Gets a pick. Moves forward. Not enough for the end zone, but very, very close. About a 12-yard pass. It's going to bring him down within the five, just inside the five, at about the 3-yard line. So first and goal on the 3rd-yard line, Panthers. So Panthers now coming up, still no huddle. First and 3 on the first and goal in the 3-yard line. Also shotgun. He's got a club to his left. Copeland behind him, gives to Copeland. Copeland goes left side and touchdown. Chase Copeland, the sophomore, running in for another touchdown. So that's going to bring up 47-0, Pekin Panthers. So Pekin, third quarter team, comes out again And after the interception thrown by Alsup on that first drive, come back, get a great three and out, and then march the ball straight down the field and put it in the end zone to put up 47 points. Brain to kick again, Alsup to hold. Brain has only missed one tonight, so he's got six under his belt. Excuse me, five under his belt. Now make it six. As it's good, 48-0, Pekin Panthers. So 48-0 on Pekin homecoming 2013. Doesn't get much better than that. I imagine we'll start to see some more guys rolling in here as I'll try and get some substitution names as they kind of come in. But so far, the starting group doing an amazing job putting points on the board and getting things rolling for the Pekin Panthers. And it couldn't come at a better time as they go to face Montezuma next week. A tough, tough challenge, to say the least. Montezuma so far undefeated in district play and looking very similar to the Panther-style offense. It'll be a tremendous game. And the Panthers, I'm sure, no doubt, already preparing this week for Montezuma to come still yet next week. It looks like Club will kick off the ball. He's placing it anyway. Panther kickoff team, very good so far. Haven't given up any yardage to speak of, really. 5-6 yards here or there, but nothing long. So kickoff team, special team has been very solid. Another great kick by Petey. Hits it down to about the 20-yard line. Returned up the middle. Brought down by Keaton Wynn. And it looks like number 24, Scott Emsminger as well. So Brad Beam, number 24. So Brad making the tackle there. The junior comes across. A great tackle on special teams. South from him about the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up first and 10 in English Valley. 48-0 Pekin. Just under 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. A lot of new faces here on defense. Brad Beam, who just made the tackle, has come out here on corner. Wynn is back at safety. You remember he got an interception earlier. Colby also generally starts at that spot. Milliken is out in place of Copeland, is now in the corner. J.D. Hollings, we're still in there, makes the tackle as they try to come up right side, gets them stopped down in the front. So looks like other substitutions. Logan Lamb has come in. We've seen Logan a couple times already down there at that defensive tackle spot, nose guard. Piers Bond is not in. He is out. Jaden Nicholson, J.D. Hollings, we're still those other two D linemen down there. Brody Long is in. Tanner Adam is in. Petey Club. Jeff Brain, all four of those guys have been starters. Now they try to bring it up the side to Eric Adam. Eric stuffs him on the left side, so that's going to bring up third and about seven for the Bears. Ball on the 33-yard line. Great defense so far, again, here in the third quarter. Jeff Brain checks out. Trenton Conger comes in. Number 26, Tyler Copeland in as well. So Tyler and Chase, both Copeland boys in. Tyler's playing some linebacker. Chase out there at corner. A lot of young faces here. Sophomore, a freshman. Another sophomore. A couple juniors. Really only one or two seniors still left in the game. Those guys haven't been on much of the defensive side of the ball yet tonight. So good to see some rotation there. English Valley tries to go right side and loses about 2 yards. It's going to bring up fourth and about eight to go for the Bears with 3 minutes left to go in this second half. So Panthers so far very, very resistant against this English Valley offense. They started to slow there at the end of the second quarter, rebounded enough to force the missed field goal, and since then have not allowed another first down yet this third quarter. I hate to jinx it, but so far playing really well. Panthers are going to take a timeout here on fourth and five. It looked like the Bears were going to go for it. And I assume Panthers thought they were going to punt because Whitrock was back in punt formation. And then when they saw that English Valley was going to go for it, took the time out to regroup and talk to these guys. Like I said, a lot of other new young faces in there, probably making sure they get the right personnel where they need to go. So tonight after the game, you can join the Friday Night's crew for the Locker Room Show from 10 to midnight on 96.7 and 106.9. If you've never listened to them before, it's a great show. I love hearing it as I drive home from away games or even just driving home here from Pekin, because you get to hear coaches from various scores. They talk about their games. They talk about what's coming up next week. Our own Coach Donovan is on there. He talks about what's happening and what's going to happen, his take on how the game went. It's just a great insight into local high school football. If you're a fan, definitely tune in live from 10 to midnight following this broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. Another sponsor we haven't gotten to yet, Windstream. KIC has recently switched to Windstream for Business. They've got a bundled package and includes free guest internet, lower prices from those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices. You can get a hold of her at 641-888-0134. So after the timeout, the Bears come out. They do punt it. It's fair caught down by Whitrock at the 22-yard line. The Pekin offense will take over. See if we get some new faces. We do. We have Jeff Brain has come in at running back. He's been playing some linebacker. Ryan Swanson now, the sophomore in command at quarterback. He's going to hand off to Brain, who comes up the left side and finds some room. Jeff Brain, by the left field, 10, 15 yards, 20, down the field. Jeff brings it all the way from the 30 down to about the 45. So Jeff Brain, the junior, finds a lot of running room. Just checking into the game, replaces some of those other varsity guys, and checking in and making some noise on his first carry tonight, getting about 20 yards downfield. So Jeff Brain just getting started here. Is Tanner Adams there in as well. Get fullback Tanner Adams now gets a carry. He goes right side, and he gets 10, now 15, now 20, 25, 30, 35 yards. Tough bringing him down. It takes three Bears to take him down. Sounds like a three Bears to take him down. It's about the 18-yard line. And that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers off of Tanner Adam run. Great hard running by Tanner. Just hit the outside seam on the right side and just started going. Several contacts made, but couldn't bring him down. So Swanson now has two guys split. He's got Wynn to his left, and Brady Donovan has checked in to his right. They give it up the middle to Tanner again. Tanner gets a hard 6 or 7 before finally being brought down again. So Panthers still 48-0. Only about 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Things cruising. Remember, anything past 35 points up ahead is a running clock. Panthers have been in that since about the second quarter, and now find themselves still there in the third quarter, and it will continue that way until English Valley can close that 35-point gap and get underneath. Right now, that's going to take quite a bit, being up 48-0. 10 seconds now left on the third quarter game clock. Swanson gives it to Brain. Brain going right side, kind of runs into Swanson. Looked like he was trying to go the wrong way. And now there's a flag out after the play. It might be a face mask. We'll see. Came in pretty late. But if it isn't, Jeff Brain got hit pretty hard. Oh, all right, so it is. It looks like an intentional foul, or personal foul, on the defense. Now, Brain brought down, 6 or 7 yards back, so this will help the Panthers quite a bit. This new offense has checked in here. So I'm not sure what exactly the personnel foul was, but they are marking it. It must have been an intentional face mask because they marked it way up, giving them a first down, and now makes it, I believe, first and goal from the 6-yard line. So the Panthers and this young offense now, the second team offense, a chance to score and do something in. I see Mikey Hadley has checked in at that left tackle spot. Kyle Miller has been in there a little bit. Logan Lamb now at the right tackle spot. Swanson still in command. Donovan split to his left. Wynn split to his right. Ryan hands off to Jeff Brain, who goes hard left. And enough for the touchdown, but there is a flag that has come out. So Jeff Brain gets across the goal line, but there is a flag, and it appears it's going to be on the Panthers. It came right from that left side where he went, and most likely some type of a holding call. Giddy Hollingsworth is coming out to replace Eric Adam. So a lot of substitutions here for the Panthers. So that would have been probably the last play of the third quarter. However, it's brought back now because of the hold to first and I believe, the referee set the ball down and then picked it up again. So he must have really not liked whatever the Panthers did on that hold call because they marched it back, and then he picked it up, and he just went another 5 yards again. So whatever we did to make Pete Schaefer mad, I apologize. But the Panthers now, 1st and 17, to go to the goal. So 1st and goal on the 17-yard line, a lot of ground to make up. But Panthers can do this, even with this young offense. They've exploded some runs already. Wayne goes left, Donovan right, Adam and Brain behind him. Brain comes across the right side, drug down hard, about 2 or 3 yards, bringing up 2nd down, and now somewhere around 15 yards to go to get in the end zone. So that is officially the last play of the 3rd quarter. The siren went off just shortly before that touchdown was called back, and they had to run another play to end out the quarter. So that'll bring us in the 4th quarter. Pekin's still up 48-0. 12 minutes, he'll come back. Well, there's 12 minutes of football left here. As you've tuned in, stay in because it's going to be good to hear these young guys. You'll start to hear a lot of young names called. You know, you may see Northup, the freshman, come in, a quarterback at some point. Tyler Copeland hasn't come in yet either, the freshman, to run the ball. You'll probably see him come in. And these guys, all of them, you know, you wait all year long for games like this so you can get in. And the Panthers have had a couple of them, but it's never enough. You know, I mean, you came out here to play football. You want to play football, so they're going to continue to move the ball regardless. They're going to play hard, and you'll see them continue to march towards that end zone if they get the chance. Coming off halftime, or excuse me, coming off of the quarter break here, I want to thank Community First Credit Union. They've got some great things. They've got Your Voice is what it's called, and it's powered by Community First Credit Union. Your Voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. This helps them guide through their finances. If you want to check it out, it's seefirstyourvoice.com, or you can like them on Facebook. Community First Credit Union sponsoring these young men, as well as sponsoring youth all over trying to make great financial decisions. So thanks a lot to Community First Credit Union for making this happen. Given to Jeff Brain, goes over right tackle and brought down after about 3 yards. That's going to bring up 3rd and still pretty long, 3rd and 9. Not bad, not totally out of it, but 9 yards. Nonetheless, Tyler Copeland does check in now. Tanner Adam comes to the sideline, so we've got quite a few young guys in there. That's all right. That's the next generation of Pekin Panthers coming in there. Tyler Copeland, just a freshman. His brother Chase, we've heard of him, 2 touchdowns already tonight. Ryan Swanson goes shotgun. Gives it across to number 26, Tyler Copeland, who just checked in. He's going to try and find the end zone. Oh, just can't quite get there. He gets about 7 yards, a great hard running by Ty as he comes across that left side, that left motion, and give by the Swanson comes up just short of the pylon, about 2 yards to go for the goal line. So that's going to bring up 4th and about, it looks like, more like 3 for the Panthers. So 4th and 3, less than 10 minutes left to go here in the 4th quarter, still up 48-0. So the Panthers don't score here. They'll have to turn it over on downs because there is no 1st down line. The 1st down line is the goal. There is a motion called, I believe, on the Panthers, some type of false start, and that's tough. That gives them 5 yards more to go back now. So now it's going to be 4th and 9 rather than 4th and 3, 4th and 4. Not quite sure which guy moved. But nonetheless, they're going to bring them all the way back. So 4th and 9, a little less than 11 minutes to go. An opportunity here if they can put it in here. Jeff Brain still behind Ryan Swanson. Tyler Copeland in that left wing spot. Donovan and Wynn in the pass. Brain brought down, and they give it to Brain, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage on 4th down. That's going to turn it over for Panthers. The first time all night the Panthers have not scored on the possession. But if you're going to do that, you know, have your young guys in. That's all right. Give them some experience and get them a taste of what the ball feels like and give them a chance to put one in. So there's still a lot of time left. 10 minutes is plenty of time to go out and see this young group go again. So the Panther defense will take over. Once again, a lot of fresh faces. Brad Bean, who made a tackle on a kickoff, is in. He's in a corner. Tyler Copeland checks in. Trenton Conger's back in. Chase Copeland in the corner. Keaton Wynn is safety. English Valley comes up, hit hard at the line of scrimmage by the Panthers. They tried to do that quarterback spin up the middle. Looks a little bit like Sigourney where they fake the pass across, and then Jaden Nicholson drags him down, and along with Trenton Conger, both those two guys bolted in there and just drug them down. So making it hard for those guys and kind of backing them up to now 2nd and 11 on the 9. English Valley has been in this position before, not able to dig out. So we'll see if the these young Panthers can keep the tradition going, keep that goose egg up there, and keep English Valley out of the end zone. They've got a ways to go. They've got to go 91 yards, to get to the end zone. And it's not going to work on this play. They go up over the left side, and they are stopped again by Trenton Conger. And it looks like Chase Copeland comes from the corner spot and makes a play as well. So the Panther defense forces 3rd and 11 on the 9-yard line, just under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Been a great homecoming so far. You know, finishing these games out like this sometimes gets a little slow, but the Panthers are making it interesting with all these young guys getting in and just continuing to play hard. Congratulations to Cade Milliken and Hannah Robinson for being homecoming king and queen. They were selected Sunday during our activities. They've already had coronation. Began in the past on Friday night would do coronation after the game. And so they brought back Powder Puff football and now young men's warrior volleyball. They decorate their hallways. They do all this on the Sunday previous to homecoming. And so that way the king and queen can reign over Beacon all week long. And two great individuals, the whole court, all these kids are great. But Cade and Hannah, special congratulations to you guys for being this year's 2013 homecoming king and queen. Cheyenne Langford and Nazareth Rambo came back for the coronation as well. Good to see those two who were king and queen last year for 2012. They forced a punt, and the punt goes back. Wynn is back deep. Now Whitrock is out. And the Panthers will get the takeover on offense again. Now about the 45-yard line. So Pekin, 1st and 10, 45-yard line. Here comes that young crew again. Great to see them coming out here. Jeff Brain comes out, who had ran the football quite a bit. Trevor Northup now in at quarterback. I told you we'd probably see Northup in a little while, and we did. Ryan Swanson doing a great job. I saw Colton Swanson, his brother, earlier. He was helping at the FFA cookoff. So it's always great to see former Pekin alumni at the game. Seen quite a few of them tonight. Great former players as well. He was at that quarterback spot for a while. Tyler Copeland comes across. He gets about 5 yards. Comes across hard on the give from Northup. Checking into the game also, Zach Conger has come in. So Zach Conger, a freshman. So now we've got Tyler, Zach, and Trevor, all freshmen, playing together. Had all those guys as eighth graders last year. Had a great time with them. Good group of kids to work with. Ball goes on the ground. Trevor picks it up. Trevor running. Gets into some trouble here and is knocked down. The snap, something happened with the snap. It went down. Trevor, it went on the turf. Trevor picked it up trying to make something happen and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. 4th and 3rd and about 8. And poor Zach Conger, as quickly as he checks in, checks out again. Must have brought somebody else in, another personnel change. But I'm sure we'll see Zach again. There's still 6 minutes left to go in this ball game. So 48-0, Pekin. Pekin motion. Trevor went up under center and then stood back, I think just still kind of frustrated over that last play. And he went up under center and then kind of tripped and bumped somebody, and then they called motion. Not quite exactly sure on who. I don't know if it, I assume the quarterback can move around a little bit if he wants to, but for whatever reason, that motion on the Panthers bringing out 3rd and 13 from the 48-yard line. Ryan Swanson has moved out to a tight end spot. He was quarterback. They give it to number 26, Tyler Copeland. Copeland trying to find some room, runs hard up the left side. So now this brings up a rare fourth down for Panthers where they have, oh, they threw a flag there at the end. Ryan Swanson, who I said came in at that tight end spot, he came in and he was up blocking. And after he was done blocking, an English Valley Bear came across and just knocked him out of bounds. He didn't have the ball. He was just standing over there, and the ref threw a personal foul. And that's going to bring the Panthers forward and most likely a first down because Tyler had brought the ball about 10 yards up. And with that foul, personal foul, for sure a first down. And it is a personal foul on English Valley's. And that's going to march the ball from what would have been about the 36 now down to about the 20. yard line, I would say. Yeah, 21 yard line is where they end up spotting it. So, you know, Panthers get a break there, get a first down, and these guys get a whole other set of downs to keep going. It was going to be interesting to see what would have happened here, because it would have been fourth and about four. They were on about the 40 yard line, so not quite enough to score, but they haven't seen the punt team yet, so it would have been interesting to see if they would have punted or what they would have done in that situation, or if they would have gone for it. Now, Northup in shotgun. He's got Wynn and Donovan. He passes it out to Wynn. Wynn is open, and the end zone is a touchdown. Deacon Trevor Northup, the freshman, I believe his first touchdown pass. I guess we'd have to go back and look. He's been in a little bit. He came in against New London. He came a little bit last week against New Sharon. But, wow, great, you know, against North Mahaska. He had a great time, but just a great pass out to Wynn, who was just wide open in that corner spot. Cross now making the score 54-0 with 5 minutes left to go. Brain trying to add one more yet to his resume. Also trots back out. We haven't seen also for a while. He's been sitting most of the third quarter. All the starters have. As he's young, also picks up the ball. Looks like they got somebody in. Also runs it in for two. Looks like they let somebody in, and Brain didn't kick it. Felt some pressure there, and also picks up the ball and just takes it around the outside and puts it in two. So now it's 56-0. Deacon, it doesn't look like that was designed. It looked like they had some English Valley guys sneak through there, and also picked it up. And the coach is going, what happened out there, guys? And they're trying to explain to him, hey, you know, we weren't trying to run it up. It just these guys came through here. So, Pekin, 56-0. We'll see the kickoff team again. We'll see who kicks off. Brain is kicked off. Club is kicked off. Both those guys have done a great job so far, special teams. It looks like they're handing the tee off to Brian Brain, who just didn't get a chance to kick that last extra point attempt because some guys snuck through and also pulled it and ran, put it in a two-point conversion, making it 56-0. So after the Trevor Northup to Keaton Wynn touchdown, Keaton's got two receiving touchdowns now, so it's great for the sophomore. And Trevor, the freshman, a lot of good talent, young talent coming up through here, and exciting to watch. And I'll tell you, you know, Pekin football's got a lot of years left to go here. A lot of talent still waiting down in the wings. I know last night, like I said, we went down to Central Lee, who's normally just been a tough junior high opponent for us. We went into overtime, your blood starts pumping. And, we tied in overtime, and then the seventh graders won. So it was a good night for us all the way down to Central Lee. My daughter asked me this morning, she's a second grader here at Pekin in Mrs. Diggy's class, she asked me how Missouri was. I always joke, you know, going down that far, it feels like we're going all the way to Missouri. And she asked me this morning, she really thought I was in Missouri, so it was kind of cute. I said, oh, it was great. Our guys played their hearts out, and that's all you can ask. And this Pekin team here, this varsity team, doing the exact same thing tonight, playing their hearts out. And showed on the scoreboard, 56-0, under 5 minutes to go. It's going to make for a great homecoming dance. You know, they had the only other dance they've had this year. They had a dance for the yearbook after the Sigourney game, and there weren't very many football players who showed up. They were a little, kind of bummed after the outcome of that game. And why wouldn't they be? It was a hard-fought game. They ended up losing by just one score with 3 seconds left to go. Quarterback spins up the middle, finally brought down by Ryan Swanson, who was checked in on defense as well. I told you we'd update you with some scores, and it looks like West Branch is now up 20-12 over Sigourney and Kyoto at halftime. Now, that may have changed. They may be further on down because they've still got the Pekin score this game, at least what I'm seeing, 41-0, and we're up 56-0, so there may be some updates yet to come on my KIC Thunderbolt app. But nonetheless, kind of keeping an eye on our friends to the north there, Sigourney and Kyoto, and West Branch is currently down 20-12. Atumwa is losing 7-0 to Mason City, and Fairfield is up over Mount Pleasant 21-0. So a couple other neighbors here, Van Buren and Highland, good game going on over there, 0-0. And how about this score, Montezuma? We told you Montezuma, we're playing next week, 75-6 against Southeast Warren. I told you they were tough. They put up quite a few points. Montezuma 75-6. That's all right. The scores don't mean it until the game comes down to it. So we'll find out next week when Pekin faces Montezuma what that score will look like. Pekin now third down and three, and English Valley does get a first down. They come across, get about get that three, and then about seven more, so they get a 10-yard run. So English Valley starting to move the ball now. Under 3 minutes to go, remember that running clock. First and 10 for English Valley, about 43-yard line, so they've still got quite a ways to go to get in the end zone. A lot of new faces, as I said before. Number 55, Matt Jones, now in as well over a D-tackle. I see, I told you Ryan Swanson had come in earlier. Other than that, most of the other guys have checked in quite a bit early in the third quarter. English Valley tries to go right side, brought down after about 4 yards. Brought down in there by number 55, Matt Jones. So we just called it. He must have heard us call his name because he just made the tackle. Brian Brain, the kicker, was in there on defense as well. So he got some reps on the defensive side of the football. Logan Lamb has now come in and rotated in. Tyler Copeland's still out there. Number 69. I don't have him down on my roster. I can't tell who that is. He must be a mystery Panther. Hopefully he'll turn around and I can see his jersey. Maybe he's got his name in the back there. He's over there in that corner spot. The way he's walking, it looks to me like Riley Frazee. There is no name on it, so maybe Frazee had to change his jersey number for some reason, because he's normally, I believe, number 33. So he's over here in the corner spot. Logan Lamb just made the tackle over the right side, third and about four to go for English Valley. Now under a minute and a half left to go in this football game. Pekin homecoming 2013, just about in the books. English Valley still trying to run hard. They go left with their quarterback, trying to get that first down. They do get the first down. Several Panthers in on that tackle, including Ryan Swanson, who was played quarterback earlier, now playing defensive end. Looks like Trenton Conger still in there, made the tackle as well. And number 54, Logan Cates, is in there, another freshman. So timeout, English Valley's. They're a minute to go. They're still working on trying to break up this goose egg. I'm sure Pekin coaches are saying, hey, whatever you do, I know we're up, but we want to keep that zero on the scoreboard. We have yet to do that this season. This is that time, fellas. Here we go. Let's get in there and not give anything up. You haven't given anything all game. Why start now? So I'm sure Panthers make it happen there. As we pause here, once again, homecoming congratulations to Keith Milliken, Hannah Robson. Great homecoming this week. Had a great time. Each class having a fun afternoon. With the type of assemblies this week, seniors, last time for them to go around. Some of you listening at home may remember this. The whole homecoming was kicked off by Bo Northup. He's a great speaker. Trevor running quarterback. He did a great job pumping up the crowd and getting everybody ready. Bo, a former quarterback himself and quarterback coach. He's had several other children come through. So just a delight to see a former Pekin alumni. He even wore his old letter jacket from back in the day. So just a great time. Brewertons are here. They're serving sandwiches. All those proceeds go to the Brewertons Rising Senior Program, Rising Stars. So, great to see community support from all over as the Panthers wrapping this one up now with a minute left to go. Second and 10. They just tried to run up the middle. First and 10. Colton Lamman comes up, makes the stop. English Valley, second and 10, ball on the 30-yard line, so they're still looking to try and score. There's only 43 seconds left. Panthers still trying to keep that zero up there, as we talked about. Do a kind of a counter here. Panthers, sniff it out, give up about 4 or 5. Clock still running. It does stop now. Not sure if they took a timeout. It is. Timeout, English Valley, so they're going to try, and they're really trying to score and put it, hats off to English Valley. I mean, try and get one on the board here before you leave. Try and make a statement before next week. You might as well try and work on it. Panthers forcing third down and 6. 33 seconds left to go. Ball's on the 26-yard line, so we may see English Valley try and take a pass here, try and take a shot, trying to get something going here. We'll see how things end up when it's all over with. Just another great thanks to our sponsors before we end this last series here. Mike's Parts and Service, Hinshaw Trailer Sales, Wind Tiling, Myers Automotive, Pioneer Hybrids, Dickey Oil, Midwest Assisted Living, Community First Credit Union, Windstream, all fantastic partners partnering with Pekin to bring you Friday Night Lights, Pekin Football, Homecoming 2013. I couldn't ask for a better one. Weather's beautiful. Pekin's up 56-0. A lot of good positive stuff going on. Several touchdown passes, win with two receptions. Whitrock with a punt return. English Valley's now tries to run around the side. They do get some yardage and get the first down, I believe. They do have one timeout left. We'll see if they take it. They're still trying to hustle up and trying to put the ball in. 18 seconds left. They're not going to take another timeout. Maybe they are out. I thought they had one left. Maybe they're saving it. But they, for the first time, English Valley goes no huddle. Other backs run into each other in the backfield. And that ball comes out. And it's Pekin Football, I believe. Sanders jump on it. There's a fumble. And it looks like Christian Whitrock jumped on it. Comes up. Trevor North up there, too. Nope. No signal yet. It is. That's the ball game. The clock expires. And Panthers, 56-0, remain undefeated in district play. Join us next week when we face our one of our toughest opponents yet, Montezuma. So hats off to the Pekin Panthers. Tremendous football game. Flawless. Felt like it went by quickly. I enjoy you tuning in with us. Thanks for joining us wherever you are, all around the United States, maybe even abroad. Who knows how far out these broadcasts go. But with the Internet, you know, anything's possible. And we just really appreciate having you along, joining us for the ride. Join us next week, 7 o'clock Friday. Pekin takes on Montezuma, two undefeated district teams, vying for a district title along with BGM there. So a lot of football left to be played with three games left. But so far, Pekin advances to 5-1 on the season, just dropping that one Tierney game by that one score. So other than that, flawless. And for the first time this season, 0 points for the visiting team as the Panthers lead this one 56-0. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.